This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. It's now the 21st consecutive day of temperatures 110 degrees or hotter in Phoenix, with no let-up in sight. CBS's Jared Hill says it's become dangerous.
In Arizona, it's been so hot, doctors say surfaces like playground equipment can be as hot as a frying pan and can cause severe burns.
It's just every single day we get one or two patients that have some sort of degree of contact burns from either running into hot asphalt or touching something very hot.
And in western Kentucky, the recovery has now begun after torrential rains caused flooding that engulfed entire towns. In Carlisle County, Ray Moss Adams says this is one for the record books.
I've never seen nothing like that. We've had floods before, but not like this.
President Biden is at a shipyard in Philadelphia at this hour talking about clean energy and the warming of the planet.
We're praying for those who lost their lives in the flooding of Bucks County. The idea that there's not global warming, I think, can't be denied by anybody anymore.
CBS News has confirmed some of the possible federal charges being considered against former President Trump in connection with his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. They include conspiracy to defraud the United States, deprivation of rights under color of law, witness tampering, and obstruction of an official proceeding. More from CBS's Scott McFarlane.
In a new campaign video, the former president continues to blast the prosecution, saying he faces, quote, the final battle. If charged, this would be the third criminal case against former President Trump.
A store in downtown Los Angeles sold the winning ticket for last night's billion-dollar Powerball jackpot drawing. Lottery spokesman Jacob Harris.
The cash value of that prize is about $558 million before taxes.
A jury in Florida has reached a verdict in the case of a little girl burned by a McNugget. CBS's Jen Clark has that.
The Broward County jury took only 2 hours to deliberate, but the $800,000 ruling was much less than the $15 million the family had asked for. The girl's parents sued the local McDonald's, as well as the franchise owner, claiming that they were served an unreasonably hot McNugget. The girl dropped the 200-degree nugget in her lap in the backseat of her mom's car, which resulted in second-degree burns on her leg. McDonald's says the nuggets are cooked at such a high temp to ensure that there's no salmonella.
Tesla is recalling almost 16,000 of its 2021-2023 Model S and Model X vehicles because some front row seat belts may not have been reconnected properly after repairs were done. On Wall Street, less than 2 hours before the close, the Dow is up 227 points, but NASDAQ is down more than 1.5%. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Keeping your kids
missed
safe.
Your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For 105.7 CFW and the Tap 93.5 FM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. This year's drought got worse for some and better for others in the past week, despite some heavy rains that have come through the area. In west central Wisconsin, including St. Croix, Dunn, and Chippewa counties, the drought monitor dropped from moderate down to abnormally dry. However, extreme drought has now set in the far northern part of the state, and severe drought is in place over parts of Barron, Rusk, Sawyer, and Washburn counties. 82% of the state is considered to be in drought. That's down from 90% a week ago. It's been a day since powerful storms went through northwestern Wisconsin, dropping large tennis ball-sized hail in some areas. The storms also brought high winds 55 to 65 miles per hour, and some funnel clouds were even spotted. Damage to trees, power lines, and outbuildings has been reported. However, the National Weather Service says no reports of anybody hurt by last night's storms. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide in the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic, the wonderful, the always glamorous Mr. Aaron Zobber is on the board this afternoon. Today's t-shirt, Cage the Elephant. Is that correct? Am I reading that correctly?
Yes, Cage the Elephant. It is a shirt that I got when I saw them live on their tour for Melophobia, their third album.
Oh, very good.
It was an excellent concert, and I will stand up to model it for the studio audience.
For the streaming audience. Very good. Very good. Excellent. Fantastic. Cage the Elephant, is that their logo? I mean, from afar, it looks a bit like a Van Gogh Bozo the Clown.
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty accurate to what it looks like. It's the album cover for that.
Oh, very good. I'm not being critical of the artwork. I'm simply saying that's what it reminds me of.
Oh yeah, and I agree. That's an accurate depiction for I might have to keep that in mind for how to describe it.
Welcome back to our second hour. Glad to have you along on a Thursday, July 20th, 2023. Great callers last hour. Great passion. Love it. Always that's one of the great things about doing this show, having the opportunity, the privilege to come before you, with you each and every day, every afternoon, is to listen to you. Because oftentimes the points that you bring up or questions you have are better than my own. And we all learn together, whether it's in Bayfield, Wisconsin, way up north, or Racine in Kenosha, or Amory, Wausau, Green Bay, Richland Center, Madison, Oshkosh, Wisconsin Rapids, all points in between. We all learn together. After all, we're all Wisconsinites. Doesn't matter whether we vote Democratic or Republican or Independent or Green Party. We're all Wisconsinites. We're all Americans. And I still believe, despite the news that we bring to you, can sometimes be a bit of a downer. We do this so that we can all learn together. So that we can all understand the truth together. And then move forward together, despite our differences. I mean, my gosh, if we all thought the same thing, life would be boring, right? Gotta have a little spice. But we're all Wisconsinites. And I still think that when we work together in our communities and put aside our political differences, when we help out the Boy Scouts, when we help out the Girl Scouts, when we help out our local sports teams, our bands and choirs, we help out our farmers, our ag producers, those are all things we can agree upon. Usually. And when we come together to help our communities, that's when we are at our best. So thank you all for listening. Thank you all for continuing to be with us coming up this hour. And in fact, why don't we kick it off right now? We have 6 Milwaukee Brewer tickets to give away. Going to give them away 2 at a time, just like Noah's Ark, 2 by 2. All right, that's what we're going to do. And we're going to send 3 sets of 2 people to the Milwaukee Brewers this Sunday afternoon at 1:10 p.m. So if you have the ability to get to Milwaukee County Stadium, AmFam Field, that's how old I am. I still think of it as Milwaukee County Stadium, Mr. Zomers.
Well, I will always think of it as Miller Park. So
depends on your age, I guess. My gracious, it's hot in here. I'm sorry to bring this up, but I am sweating my proverbial you-know-what off. By the way, we have a great animal story this hour.
We do?
You know I love great animal stories. And this involves a fish. And the nickname of the fish is fantastic. A 11-year-old kid caught this fish down in Oklahoma. It's from the same species or family as like a piranha.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I do know about this one.
So that's coming up. But right now, let's give away some tickets. We're going to make this one easy. We're just going to say, we're going to take caller number two. Caller number two gets two tickets to this weekend's Milwaukee Brewers game on Sunday at 1:10. So if you have not won in the last calendar month and you have a smartphone, because they are electronic tickets, caller number two to 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Caller number two will win the Milwaukee Brewers tickets for this weekend. Our first set of two. The phones are lighting up. I love this. If you don't win this time, keep listening this hour, because we're going to give away two more sets of tickets. So Mr. Zomers is sifting through the calls. We just take them. They come right on our screen, right in order. 844-967-2789. Christopher in Kenosha. Christopher in Kenosha, you are caller number two on the board. Christopher, you have won the tickets.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Awesome. Wow.
how are you listening to us down there in Kenosha? Oh, on the app or on the brand new station down there in Kenosha?
On the brand new station, actually. It just popped up on the radio. I was scrolling, and I heard you talking about giving tickets, and I called right away.
I love that. I absolutely love that. Yeah. Well, we got
it. It was so random, and it was awesome.
Well, that's great. We appreciate you listening in down there in Kenosha and Racine and WRJN, our brand new station down there. We're excited to be on the air down in southeast Wisconsin. Are you available this Sunday at 1:10?
Yes, I am.
And you got somebody to go along with you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely.
All right. Well, great. Hold on to the line. Mr. Zomers will take your information off the air. We need your full name, phone number, and email, and we'll email those tickets to you. All right, Christopher? Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Hang on.
Good.
All right. Hang on the phone. You too. WRJN, our brand new station down in Racine and Kenosha. You can hear us on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and 1400 AM. Down there in Kenosha and Racine, our brand...
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the project, our Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism, and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
That's been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee.
I know you're going to give bipartisan praise that they're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Love scrambled eggs. Oh, I'm sorry. Welcome back to the Town Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We have a lot going on. You understand? We have a lot going on here. We apologize. Here was what was going on before that last break. Mr. Zomers was taking the excited caller from Racine, Kenosha, listening to us on our brand new station down there. The wonderful and talented crew at WRJN in Racine and Kenosha. Mr. Zomers was taking the call. I was talking about the new station, and we both didn't look at the clock. And it just, and this is what happens, you understand, when the computers are, this is a precursor to artificial intelligence. It doesn't matter what the humans are doing, the computer is just going to cut you off. And so that was the reason for the abrupt cutaway to the commercial, before the commercial. It happens, Mr. Zomers, right? It just, sometimes that's what happens.
Yeah, it sure does. Sorry, I was just looking for that.
That's fantastic. Any chance to play a boy band? You know, that's
well, that's Britney Spears.
Oh, that's Britney Spears? Oh, that's right. I thought it was one of the boy bands.
That's fair.
It all sounds the same.
It is very similar.
It all sounds the same to me. But welcome back. Here's the deal. We gave away 2 Milwaukee Brewer tickets. Going to give away 4 more before the end of the show. So keep listening to the program here this afternoon. We'd love to have your calls on this subject before we get to the bottom of the hour and more Milwaukee Brewers tickets. Online, a couple of stories here. And we talked about this kind of last hour about what's going on with these fake electors. In Michigan, the attorney general brought charges against people there and had calls last hour about when and why haven't we heard yet on the fake electors, the accused fake electors here in Wisconsin. And I've told you before, I left the Republican Party in 2011 over voter suppression efforts. And here's an example outside of Wisconsin of what I'm talking about. Florida, the Sunshine State, had one of the best mail-in voting systems in the nation. You could even see online that your vote had been received and counted. So you could mail it in. Then you could go online, check that your name, and see that they've gotten it, and it was counted. I don't think you can even do that in Wisconsin. I don't think. Not to my knowledge. Florida had that. Well, Ron Puddingfingers DeSantis, I like to call him Puddingfingers occasionally because the man eats pudding with his 3 middle fingers. Also apparently eats mashed potatoes. He's a Neanderthal when it comes to eating. That's why he's so bad at retail politics. His staff doesn't even like to see it, have him eat in front of people. It's that disturbing. But that's another bottle of wine. Anyway, DeSantis, Ronnie DeSantis, quietly wiped that great mail-in voting system away. So millions won't receive ballots unless they register again. Great story from NBC2 in Florida. Hundreds of thousands of vote-by-mail requests erased from the Florida system. Quoting the story now, most everything has an expiration date, but one thing you may not have expected to expire was your vote by mail ballots. NBC2 in Florida has learned hundreds of thousands of mail-in requests have been wiped out of the system in every county in Florida. That means most Floridians right now will not receive a ballot in future elections. Lee County, which I know very well, Spent some time, a few months living on Marco Island, just south of Naples. Beautiful area, by the way. Lee County would like to have about 250,000 vote by mail requests in the system, but currently has only 23,000. Think of that. They had 250,000 and now down to 23,000. It's up to the voters to reach out to the county they live in now to request a ballot to be mailed to them. Had interviewed this person named Stephanie, who is a registered voter in Lee County, prefers to vote by mail in order to have her time waiting, rather to save time, waiting in line on election day. She was shocked to learn that her request for a mail-in ballot was wiped out by the county system. She says there was no notification. She did not get notified. I didn't know this was happening at all. It just came out of the blue, she said. However, a new bill signed into law by Governor Ron DeSantis requires counties to purge requests before every general election. Think about that. Requires counties to purge lists before every general election. They claim it will cut down on election fraud, although no significant fraud has been detected in Florida. I want people to understand, again, who we're dealing with. One of my former bosses, former Congressman Scott Klug, was fond of saying, Todd, the best indication of someone's future performance is their past performance. It's a great line. Look what Ron DeSantis is doing in Florida. Wiping out mail-in request reforms before every general election. Making it more difficult for people to vote. And again, addressing a problem that does not exist. What do you think this guy would do if he ever become president? What do you think about this? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Jack in Merrimack. Always appreciate listening, Jack. What say you?
Well, DeSantis is a proto-fascist. He's controlling everything in that state, from what classes you can teach to what can be taught in classes. And by the way, that's called re-education in some other countries.
Right.
To what clothes you can wear, to what sex you can you are.
Right.
Not what sex you believe you are, but what sex he determines, or at least his minions determine that you are. Not terribly surprised that he's engineered this. They tried in the state legislature there to actually have promote a bill that would outlaw the Democratic Party. It was coached in the terms of any party that has ever been pro-slavery. Well, of course, the only extant party that has been pro-slavery was the Democratic Party. He wanted to make Florida a one-party state. Now, that did not get out of the legislature, from what I've understood. But that's the kind of president this guy would make. He would. You're a Democrat. You all
began. Right. It's almost beyond comprehension, the kind of stuff this guy is doing. And I want to talk about this and expose this, because I want people to understand, well ahead of the primary season, certainly ahead of the general election, what these types of candidates would do if they actually became president. And you're absolutely right, Jack. This is, don't you agree? The best indicator of someone's future performance is their past performance. Why would this guy be any different if he actually, God forbid, got in the White House?
He wouldn't. He'd probably go for something stronger.
Right, exactly. Jack, really appreciate you listening. Always appreciate your point of view and your phone call. Jack and Merrimack, thank you so much. If you'd like to join the conversation, we welcome you. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. The election supervisor down in Lee County in Florida said of this bill that was signed into law by Governor Ron DeSantis. Election supervisor Tommy Doyle is sounding the alarm. He says, quote, right now it seems pretty serious. It's unprecedented because this is the first time anyone's request for vote by mail has expired, Doyle stated. First time that people's right to vote have been wiped off the voting list. I mean, Ron DeSantis is absolutely a threat to democracy. And I don't say that kind of stuff lightly. What do you think? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go down to West Dallas. Beautiful West Dallas. Curtis, we appreciate you listening down there in West Dallas. What say you?
I say that, yes, you can follow your ballot on by line. My sister does it, my ballot and her ballot. Once you mail your ballot, in the state of Wisconsin, well, at least in Wisconsin, West Dallas, but Milwaukee. But you can track your ballot when it gets right to the location.
I don't know
as far as being counted, but you can track it as far as it goes right to the voting thing. So she follows it in the mail, and then when it goes to the mail, it's almost like it goes through, like when you track the numbers or whatever on UPS, mm-hmm. The same thing, you can track your ballot.
That's amazing, so, and I appreciate you calling in so much. So you vote in West Dallas proper, is that correct?
I do. I vote by mail also. So is my sister, but I'm visually impaired, so it's easier for me because then somebody can read the ballot to me. But
sure,
back to Ron DeSantis.
Well, go ahead.
Back to Ron DeSantis, what you're saying, it's almost like going to be Russia pretty soon. That's what they're going towards. I mean, we're basically becoming a fascist country. It's sad, but people have to wake up. That's the bottom line. If you're not like Matt Flynn says in an hour from now, if you're not woke, you don't know history. You have to wake up.
Exactly.
You know, people have to wake up and say, I'm awake. But
exactly.
Have a great day.
Hey, Curtis, before you go, I've got Curtis left already. All right. Well, appreciate Curtis's call. I was going to ask him, number one, how he was listening to us, because down there in West Dallas, probably on WAUK. But also, Curtis told us he was a visually impaired person. I'd be interested to know, because Republicans in Wisconsin want to make it more difficult for folks who are not impaired to assist people who have different physical impairments.
Yeah, I was going to say something about that too, because that's always my biggest concern when people try and stop mail-in voting is, what if you can't leave your home? What if you're visually impaired? What if all these other things that it allows people to perform their civic duty that they have the right and the capability to perform without endangering themselves anything like that?
The last few years of my maternal grandmother was in a nursing home. And my mom or someone would say, okay, here's your ballot. Let me read you off who it is. Who would you like to vote for? Because my grandmother, she had macular degeneration and she couldn't see. And so my mom would help her vote. My mom did not vote for her, but she assisted her in voting. Now, Republicans in Wisconsin want to make that much more difficult to do. Again, to suppress the vote. And as a former Republican, I mean, this is literally the reason I left the Republican Party, because of these. They pawned them off as so-called, you know, voter ID bills, and they are voter suppression bills. And after I testified, by the way, in that federal trial where Josh Call was the lead prosecuting attorney, and I testified under oath in federal court that former state senator, now U.S. Congressman Glenn Grossman, said in this private caucus, well, you know, we better do this quick or the Democrats will do the same thing. He called me at my private business and we had it out a little bit. I'll tell you what Glenn Grossman says about voting in Wisconsin in a private conversation after this. Don't go anywhere. The Todd Allball Show and your calls as well. I see you on the lines, as Matt Flynn says, after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. Today is the 21st consecutive day it's been 110 degrees or hotter in Phoenix, says CBS's Jonathan Figliotti.
Heat wave expected to continue if forecasts are right through much of the rest of the month.
It is day one of a long recovery in western Kentucky after torrential rainfall flooded entire towns. The Weather Channel's Justin Michaels.
The governor here in Kentucky has asked people to pray for his state. He's also declared a state of emergency for small communities like here, Mayfield, Kentucky, to help clean up issues like washed out roadways.
Someone bought a winning $1 billion Powerball ticket at a store in downtown Los Angeles, says lottery spokesman Jacob Harris.
There was one winning ticket that was sold for the Powerball drawing, and that ticket was sold in California. It was a $1.08 billion jackpot winner.
The cash value, $558 million before taxes. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For 105.7 CFW and the Tap 93.5 FM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. This year's drought got worse for some and better for others in the past week, despite some heavy rains that have come through the area. In west central Wisconsin, including St. Croix, Dunn, and Chippewa counties, the drought monitor dropped from moderate down to abnormally dry. However, extreme drought has now set in the far northern part of the state, and severe drought is in place over parts of Barron, Rusk, Sawyer, and Washburn counties. 82% of the state is considered to be in drought. That's down from 90% a week ago. It's been a day since powerful storms went through northwestern Wisconsin, dropping large tennis ball-sized hail in some areas. The storms also brought high winds, 55 to 65 miles per hour, and some funnel clouds were even spotted. Damage to trees, power lines, and outbuildings has been reported. However, the National Weather Service says no reports of anybody hurt by last night's storms. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago, and that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk and text line, just started giving up Robin Voss's number all the time?
He needs to hear from us. He needs to know.
It's 844-96-PARTY. What is it?
Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattinair.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattinair.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley.
93.5
The Tap.
In the town where I was born lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we say,
welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Little Beatles here. It is now 2:33. Going to bring on our friend Mr. Jeff Perry in just a moment, who is a Beatles connoisseur. Want to finish my story that I started before the break, before we do, and stay on the lines if you're on the lines, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Talking about voter fraud, this bill signed into law by Ron Puddenfingers DeSantis to wipe away mail-in voting rolls before every general election, meaning you have to re-register to vote by mail-in before every general election now in Florida. And talking about what happened in Wisconsin back in the early 2010s, when I was a witness under oath in federal court. Attorney was Josh Call, who was then in private practice. And I was testifying what happened in a closed-door state Senate meeting of Republican senators when Glenn Grothman was saying that he was all for these voter suppression laws. Well, after I left the legislature, I had a small coffee shop, an independent business. And then now Congressman Glenn Grothman was calling me on the phone at my business, his personal call. And I tell my head barista, I said, Miguel, I said, tell him I'll call him back. I'm trying to run a business, for goodness sake. Finally, he kept calling so much, I took the phone from Miguel and I said, Glenn, I'll call you back on my cell phone when I can. So I called Glenn Grothman, Congressman Glenn Grothman, back. And we had a very nice discussion. And Glenn isn't a bad guy just to talk to. He's just he's a little odd and has some odd beliefs. And he told me, he said, Todd, I think you're misremembering what happened to that caucus. I said, no, Glenn, I'm not. I said, you're trying to put through legislation because you claimed there was voter fraud. And yet at the time in 2011, in Dale Schultz's office, we did our own investigation and we found two cases of voter fraud back then. One was a Republican assembly staffer who voted in Madison and in her hometown up north in the same election. The other was then Speaker Robin Voss's estranged wife who voted in Racine and then out in Idaho. And that was expunged, oddly enough, in the Racine County court system. And so I said, Glenn, where's the proof of voter fraud in Wisconsin? And you know what he told me? United States Congressman Glenn Grothman told me, quote, well, Todd, we think there's fraud happening, unquote. We think there's fraud happening. And I said, Glenn, you're taking away people's constitutional right to vote because you think there's fraud happening? And he really didn't have a response. That's what we're dealing with in this country when it comes to one party trying to subvert free and fair voting. Let's go to the lines. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Our friend and ongoing contributor, Mr. Jeff Perry, what say you?
Hey, Todd. I'm calling you on my banana phone, by the way. Remember the Sports Illustrated banana phone?
Yes, absolutely.
The mental picture I just got as you were telling that story was the old movie It's a Wonderful Life, where Mr. Potter is sitting in his office. So I'm thinking of Todd sitting in this Mr. Potter office and tell the congressman to wait.
No, I've had a beer with Glenn Grothman. I can't remember. I may have a dinner with him at one point. He used to come in our office and just hang out. I mean, he's just to be around him, he's just kind of a chill, innocuous guy. It's just that he has wacky, batty opinions that are harmful, as it turns out.
One way to put it. So you know this about me, Todd, that I have a lot of friends in high places, right?
Yes, yes.
I have a lot of very influential friends. So yes. My friend Kenny,
yeah.
is at a Ron DeSantis town hall meeting the other day. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so for some odd reason, he has a ventriloquist warming up the crowd before the town hall meeting, DeSantis does. So there's a ventriloquist on stage, and the guy is mercilessly making fun of Ron DeSantis. Mm-hmm. He's doing the Putin jokes. Uh-huh. He's doing the Disney jokes. Mm-hmm. He's going on and on and on about Ron DeSantis. And after a couple minutes of this, DeSantis runs out on stage, and he's furious. Uh-huh. He's just screaming mad. He's like, what gives you the right to talk about me like this on this stage at my town hall? Uh-huh. And the ventriloquist is obviously very shaken, and he's like, well, I'm very sorry, Mr. DeSantis. And Ron says, wait, stop. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the little jerk on your knee.
That's a fantastic story.
I'm pretty sure it's true.
Pretty sure. Pretty sure. Kind of like Glenn Grothman's pretty sure, there's pretty sure there's fraud in Wisconsin when it comes to voting. I mean, it's fun. And you always appreciate a good joke. But I mean, this is, I mean, you make the point that this is how wacky these people are, that they actually, I mean, it's so, they believe this stuff, or they claim to believe it. But I have to think, I mean, Glenn Grothman is not a dumb guy. I mean, does he really believe this? Does Ron DeSantis really believe this stuff? Or is it simply for spite and for a power grab?
No, that's kind of where I was going with that story, is that some of these people really are this dumb. Right. On your show the other day, you played the new ad that features Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Right?
It's so funny.
Basically just praising Joe Biden. So she's one of them that I believe, you know, she really believes this stuff, and I don't think that she's really. And Ron Johnson is another one.
Right.
He's as dumb as they come. He really does believe this stuff. But I don't know enough about DeSantis to know if he's one of the, you know, manipulators, or if he's one of the manipulees. Right. Is that a word? Manipulees. But there are some of the people in that party who do believe this stuff, and those are the ones that I find the most scary.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the
and dangerous.
It's scary enough that you've got people, yeah, right. It's scary enough that you've got people, you know, pulling the strings like that, but then the people that are actually believing it, and they're in the House of Representatives, yikes, in the U.S. Senate, that's really frightening to me.
Very frightening to me. Those are things that keep me up at night and keep me buying bottles of wine. So, I mean, you know, that's Jeff, always appreciate your perspective and a little humor along the way as well. Jeff, appreciate you calling in. Have a great day, my friend.
You too, Todd.
All right. Thank you so much. You can be like Jeff, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. We go down to the beautiful city of Mequon. Been there a few times. David in Mequon, we appreciate you holding the line. What say you?
Good afternoon. So just as a reminder, really quickly, back in 2012, Senator Al Franken, if you look at that, you know, he won that Senate race by 312 votes.
Mm-hmm.
And there was 243 people that had already been convicted on voter fraud. And, you know, we kind of poo-poo it, but if you remember the primary Democratic election in New York just a couple years ago, they threw out 80,000 ballots. Mm-hmm. 21% of the ballots that came in, they chucked out. New Jersey, they had a local election, and the councilmen were found with voter fraud and everything, and that whole thing, you know, went to pot. So the point is, and I can tell you this from personal experience, in Mequon, I can tell you there was a senior home, a Jewish senior home, and there were some people, unfortunately, where, you know, some people were actually voting for some of the residents. They were fired.
What was that? Was that prosecuted in a court of law?
I could not tell you. I just know when my wife worked there that it was immediately, like, reported right away, and the person, whoever, was fired on the spot or whatever. So I'm just saying, you know, people kind of poo-poo it, but if you really look at the whole bigger picture of things, if things are really, really close, it doesn't take that much to potentially swing a huge Senate race. And like I said, with Al Franken, that was 3 million votes that were cast, and it was only, you know, separated by, you know, 300 some odd votes. And so, you know, we kind of, I think we have to really look at it. We shouldn't poo-poo the fact that, yes, when you have mail-in ballots, there is a greater possibility. You can go on YouTube, and they show you how to open up the envelopes. You put the envelope over the, you know, over, you know, a pot of hot water, literally to unstick the glue, and then you can start changing things.
But I mean, you go on YouTube and find out all kinds of things to do. I mean, that's not a secret. Look, I am all for free and fair elections. But again, to the point, when you look at cases that have been prosecuted, when you look at actual evidence, not hearsay, not, well, it happened so-and-so, this is what I heard. When you look at things, the facts, there is not a large problem with voter fraud in the state of Wisconsin. There just simply isn't. The evidence isn't there.
If you look at, again, at the senior homes, there are vulnerabilities. And I do think, you know,
but I think that's, I mean, with all due respect, I mean, I just think that's, again, where's the evidence? I think that's a scare. My grandmother, like I said, was in a nursing home, and all those people there were fantastic people. And there was never any evidence of voter fraud going on. And this is just kind of a scare tactic that the right likes to bring up. But yet there's no evidence of this.
Again, you're dismissing the fact that there have been some recent elections, local elections, like I said, in New Jersey. It was very clear. It's just a few people.
I'm not sure about New Jersey. I'm talking about Wisconsin. And again, where is the evidence? Well, where are the court cases?
If you look at the amount of money that came from Mark Zuckerberg that threw all this private money to left-leaning groups in the state of Wisconsin to get the vote out, it was privately funded.
And you mean like the same thing, like the Koch brothers and the Hendrickson money down at ABC building, that kind of private money
exactly.
too.
Exactly, it's the same thing. It's on both sides.
But again, David, I'm not. I think we're kind of maybe in the heat of agreement here. I'm against illegal voting, quote unquote, but there is not evidence. There is not evidence in the court of law or in state prosecutors, not in the files. There's no evidence that we have a widespread voting fraud problem in Wisconsin. And what Ron DeSantis did is he made it harder for people to vote. And I don't think that we should be making it harder for people to vote in Wisconsin. We have Republicans right now trying to do exactly what you're saying, making it harder for people with visual impairments to vote.
I'm going to throw one more thing at you. If you remember the Carter Baker Commission, do you remember that? That whole situation, what they talked about with absentee ballots? That's a very interesting dynamic. If you take a look at the Carter Baker Commission, when that was done, I think like 20 some odd years ago, and it talks about what we're talking about. It was back in 2005.
I was in the Capitol in the 2010s, and we did our own investigation, and in our office, we found two cases of voter fraud, one by a Republican staffer and one by Robin Voss's estranged wife. That was it. That's the only evidence.
I would just tell you, please just read the Carter Baker Commission.
All right,
just
fair enough.
Read it.
David Mequon, appreciate you calling. Thanks so much. Okay. Let's go to Nick in Madison. Nick in Madison, we appreciate you holding the line. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't have much to say, but Dave just said poo-poo it three times. When's the last time you heard that? Don't poo-poo it. He did it three times. I was waiting for four. I mean, did your aunt say that back in the 60s or something? I mean...
Well,
I think, agree
or disagree, Nick, there's no evidence of widespread voter fraud in the state of Wisconsin.
Don't poo-poo it.
Right.
I'm sorry. I got to go. I'm just joking.
All right. Thanks, Nick. Appreciate it. Nick in Madison. I think Nick's been out in the sunshine a little bit too much. I'm not sure. I don't know. We got sunshine. We've got heat. We've got phone calls. 844-967-2789. We have Brewers tickets. You've been waiting. We're going to give them to you after this on the Todd Allbowl Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox
Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowalk. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Yeah, thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raised the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That is 10 minutes before our friend and colleague Matt Flynn takes over this very microphone. Well, not this exact microphone, because we're at the world headquarters of Civic Media, high atop the Civic Media Tower, a block off the Capitol Square on State Street. Our friend and colleague Matt Flynn is down in WAUK land, down in Waukesha, Milwaukee land. But he has a microphone of his own, and he'll use it to great effect on Matt Flynn Direct right after the news at the top of the hour. Stay tuned for that. Then at 4 o'clock, our friends Dom and Crute, and they will bring you the Devil's Advocates. That's never personal. Only politics, the Devil's Advocates, and then at 6 o'clock, Maggie Dawn. The Maggie Dawn Show, another great program. At 8 o'clock then, it will be Rick Smith, Across America. And then at 10 o'clock, tape delayed, Native Roots Radio with our friend Robert Pilot. Great program, great guy. Want to just put this out there. Don't want to assume anything, but I feel that I need to say this. Our last caller pointed out, made an accusation of voter fraud at a nursing home, and for whatever reason, he felt compelled to say it was a Jewish nursing home. I'm not going to read into what he was saying. I'm not going to project what, because I didn't ask him. But let me say this. As a person of the Christian faith, I deeply reject this recent run among Republicans and conservatives, particularly MAGA people, of anti-Semitism. For those of you who don't know, turns out Jesus wasn't a Christian. He was a Jew. And he wasn't white-skinned, he was brown. And he didn't have baby blue eyes and sandy blonde hair. He had brown eyes and dark hair. And some of my closest friends are of the Jewish faith. And it is dangerous, and it is sick of this run of anti-Semitism in this country. And I reject any part of it.
Right. And again, this isn't saying that our last caller is being anti-Semitic. It's just saying that wherever he heard this from is spreading dangerous things. And
well,
that
there's no need to call it a quote-unquote Jewish nursing home.
Right.
There's just no need to it. And I don't know what he meant by it. I'm not going to read into it.
Right.
I'm simply stating what I think. And there's no room for anti-Semitism on this show, period. With that said, Mr. Zommers, it's time for a board game of the week. No, not really.
Oh.
It's time to give away some Milwaukee Brewer baseball tickets. And what we're going to do, we're running low on time. So what we're going to do is we're going to give away two Milwaukee Brewer baseball tickets for this Sunday Game coming up this Sunday at 1:10 p.m. at AmFam Field. These are club-level seats. And what we're going to do is we're going to give away the tickets to both the first and second caller. So give us a call, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789 if you would like some Milwaukee Brewer baseball tickets for this Sunday at 1:10 p.m. We will take the first and second callers. Two tickets to the club-level seats at AmFam Field. Game time set for 1:10 p.m. The first and second callers, we will take you and give you two Milwaukee Brewer tickets. You cannot have one in the last 30 days. And also, you have to have a smartphone because the tickets, despite what I say, they are not kept in mayonnaise jars under Funkin' Wagle's porch. They are on Luke Mather's database. They are electronic tickets, and they're great tickets. As we said, they are in the club level. You can see right into the Milwaukee Brewers dugout. Great sight lines. And remember, you can listen to the Brewers all season long on our two flagship stations at Civic Media, WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center, and also Oshkosh Air Support, WISS in Oshkosh, our two Milwaukee Brewer flagship stations on Civic Media. Let's go to the phone lines, and I believe we have Mike in Oshkosh. You are caller number one, Mike in Oshkosh. You are a winner.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Are you listening to us on WISS up there in Oshkosh?
That is correct.
All right.
I enjoy listening to you as much as I can.
Oh, very good. We appreciate you calling in and enjoy those tickets, Mr. Zomers. Stay on the line. Don't go anywhere. We'll put you on hold. We'll get to you as soon as we can. Need your phone number, your name, and your email address off the air, and we'll give you those Milwaukee Brewer tickets. All right. Congratulations, Mike and Oshkosh. Thank you so very much. All right, let's go to Rose in Waukesha. Rose, you are caller number two. You also win a pair of Milwaukee Brewer tickets this weekend on Sunday. Congratulations, Rose.
Well, thank you so much. I haven't been to a Brewers game yet this year, so this is super.
All right.
I don't have anything going on Sunday.
Well, fantastic. Do you have somebody to go along with you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Why? Do you want to come along?
I've actually thought about this. Go down the street and just say, "Hey, do you want to go to a Brewer game with Todd?" It could be fantastic. I mean, you sound fantastic to go to a game with, or it could be very, very bad. But no, I appreciate you asking, but I'm not gonna be around on Sunday. But you enjoy those tickets. Again, are you listening to us on WAUK and down there in Waukesha?
Yes, sir, in Waukesha.
Well, fantastic. Hold the line now. Don't go anywhere. Mr. Zomers will take your call off the air. All right, Rose?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, Mike and Oshkosh, Rose and Waukesha, congratulations. You are the lucky winners. You can listen to the Brewers all season long on WISS in Oshkosh or WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center. Milwaukee Brewers baseball all season long right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. David from Mequon calling back, wanted to clarify his comments. David, appreciate you calling back. Give me the chance to do so. What say you?
Yes. So I want to be clear. I'm actually of the Jewish faith.
That's fantastic.
I actually belong to Temple Shalom in Fox Point.
Well, I really appreciate you calling back.
I remember.
You calling back and saying that, because again, I did not want to project or read into your comments. There's just a lot of anti-Semitism going on right now in this country, unfortunately, and I call that out, and I rebuke that, and I appreciate you clarifying that, David.
Yes, and my wife was actually the activities coordinator at Sarah Chudnow. That was the name of the facility. It's no longer that name. It's been turned over a few times. It's I think it was called Tarova, and now they just changed the name again. But anyway, I wanted to clarify that was not at all, you know, what I was intending to say on your show whatsoever. Sure. Is being anti-Semitic.
I super appreciate that, and that's why I hope you understand I was not trying to read into your comment, but I just in case people heard that and took it that way,
right.
You know, I wanted to clarify at least our position, and I super appreciate you calling back and clarifying your position.
Sure.
And we certainly are in agreement on that point. Thank you so much, Dave. Really appreciate it.
Okay. All right.
Have a great day down there in Mequon. Appreciate all the calls today, Mr. Zomers as well, our producer, engineer, all of you calling. Congratulations to all of our ticket winners. We will have Wisconsin State Fair tickets for you tomorrow. More fun to give away. Luke Mathers is just the fun captain. He brings us fun each and every day. We're going to have Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin football player, tomorrow on the show as well, talking about what's happening in Northwestern as well as Wisconsin Badger football. Stay with us. Also, stay with us until next hour. We have Matt Flynn direct. Until tomorrow, keep banging your drum.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Too much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.